Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Okay, these are GQ's 125 rules for the modern gentleman. That means some of you out there, not all of you.
That's a big deal. Thank you very much.
Just like how to act, what to wear,
how
to be suave, kind of thing.
It says here,
gentlemen can have a negative connotation to people. I think this is probably more about just not being a buffoon.
I like that.
Yeah. Things that you should do to be a gentleman. Yeah. So it just kind of says, we'll assume, God bless America, pop-ups. We'll assume you've got the basics of being a self-aware human down.
And by the way, that's wrong because most people do not have self-awareness.
But these moves will show you're uniquely attuned to what other people want, need, and appreciate most. That's how they describe it.
Yeah.
So which category would you like?
Give me the categories one more time.
Oh, I knew you were going to ask that.
So you said the gym.
Okay, we got on a date and in the bedroom. That's one.
Yeah.
The gym, the office, restaurants, the phone and internet.
Okay.
Parties and events, the closet, planes, trains, and automobiles at home.
Oh, that's a lot. Do office.
Office, okay.
Yeah. Okay. We're in an office setting, kinda, sorta. I'm guessing our office is... I'm guessing most of these are going to be broken in our office.
The office!
Yeah, we don't have a traditional office.
There's only six of them.
Mm-hmm.
Set... It says, a refresher for the new era of full-time in-person office life. Set firm common sense boundaries. Don't comment on anyone else's appearance. Don't take personal calls where other people can overhear them. And don't ask out anyone beneath you on the org chart.
Yeah, that, again, I feel like these are all going to be, like, basically, I always say to, like, my kids, like, just don't be a D-head or whatever your version of that is, right? Don't be an ass, don't be a douche, whatever. Whatever your version, I just always went with D-head, Richard Head. And I feel like if you do that, it covers like 80% of life. And I'm guessing most of these, don't ask out someone that you're their boss. Shocker, right? Don't comment on, hey, Sugar T's looking good today. Jeff, great bulge.
Well, I don't know if it has to go that far, but I think the one of don't comment on anyone else's appearance, that's a good one. Because I think people sometimes...
You shouldn't call people fat.
No, again, you take it too far.
No,
it's
even
like
positively.
Anything. Yeah. It's like, just don't do it. Just don't touch it. It's off limits. There's no reason to do it. I think people do it because it's like a nervous habit. They don't know what else to say.
Yeah.
Just shut up. You don't have to say anything. Yeah. The next one is, say as little as possible about why you're taking time off.
Yes.
Mystique is good at work. You might benefit from the misperception that you're interviewing for another job.
Huh.
Love that.
Related, don't ask why someone's taking time off unless they're raving about their vacation or whatever.
Oh.
They might be intentionally keeping details private.
I break that because if you tell me you have the day off, I usually ask. Yep. You'll be like, hey, I'm out on, is that bad?
Well, GQ thinks you shouldn't do that.
Because I'll do that. Like, if you be like, hey, I'm out on Friday, I'm usually like, oh, what are you up to? But I guess, yeah, I could see where that could put someone in an awkward spot if you were, you know.
Oh,
if you
have an interview for another job.
Yeah.
Okay,
I can see that. That's one, to be fair. I have never considered that to be weird, but I can see where.
There we go. Now we're learning something.
I can see that.
Always try to find a quiet, secluded place in the office to take a Zoom or a phone call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't answer the phone in public in general. Like, when there's a bunch of people around, that's a weird one.
They have that one on internet and phone.
Yeah,
they have one that says never, under any circumstances, be talking to someone. On your phone where other people can hear you.
The answer is just easy. Just even if you want to, you can send them a text or just answer and be like, "Hey, can I call you?" I'll do the answer and be like, "Hey, can I call you back in 15 when I'm in a better spot?"
Do they have a FaceTiming in public on that list? Because God, I have seen more and more people walking down the street.
Yeah, just the FaceTime.
What are you doing? Like, can anybody really talking to you actually see what's going on in the background? Does it matter?
Dress up for work, whatever that means to you. The office can take many forms these days, which makes it all the more important to distinguish when you are at work. Even when you're remote, you should change your clothes when you're working, whether that means putting on a clean, presentable outfit to commute to a co-working space or a fresh pair of PJs to sit at your computer.
See, we have a pretty lax office. Hence, Schulte in a headband, and I'm wearing slip-on Vans with no socks. But I do think that there's an element to dressing like an adult. Like, if you're wearing pajama pants to work, or like if you're wearing a Who's Farted t-shirt, crap like that, you look like a fool.
My interview for The Fan was over Zoom with former boss Jeff Austin. Like, I wore pants in that interview, even though I wasn't seen below the waist. Yeah. Should I just gone boxers? Like,
well, you could have.
It's a dumb idea, man.
But you knew to look good up top.
Yeah.
Hey, I had a suit on, baby. I was ready to go.
I think we both dress pretty casually for work, but I guarantee there's things that you aren't wearing to work. I wouldn't. There is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I am dressing differently at home than I'm going to work, even if I'm wearing, in the summer, shorts and a t-shirt.
Look, wear underwear at home. Come on, man.
I would say this. For you and I, we should probably be better about this one.
One would think, yes.
We're super cash.
Yes.
But it's also kind of not really an office environment for us.
Well, no one.
We never see anyone.
It's just you and me for the most part, and then like a producer.
Well, yeah. They're all gone at happy hour by 2:30.
Yeah. The other one for me is I dress better when I'm coming from home. But most days, I don't come from home. I pack my stuff in the morning, and I will say that affects the way I dress quite a bit. I tend to be way, way more casual when I have to pack my stuff in the morning versus when I'm getting dressed in my closet.
And the last one is your workplace attire should not be the same as what you wear on the weekends. That's kind of your point.
Yes.
Okay, we'll take a break, and you can pick another category when we return. How do you feel about that?
I like it. We'll spin the wheel.
Now, are you going to make me run through them again?
No, I'm busy being disgusted at the Mets right now.
Aw, they're not back.
And we're losing to that douche canoe that slaps himself before he comes in for the Marlins, that a-hole.
Well, technically, you were already losing before he came in. But
freaking, I hate this team.
Yeah,
we're not back
they pretty much suck.
We're not back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.